Because of the great abominations in your country, you shall be cleansed by trial. Floods, death, destruction. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, quote. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end is not at once." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes in various places, and pestilence and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all of these things, they will persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, dragging you before kings and governors for my name's sake. It shall lead to your bearing witness. Resolve therefore in your hearts not to meditate beforehand how you are to make your defense, for I myself will give you utterance and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to resist or gainsay. But you will be delivered up by your parents and brothers and relatives and friends, and some of you they will put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. Yet not one hair of your head shall perish. By your patience you will win your souls." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. She brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. Our Lady came to prepare us and save us if we will only follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on February 1st, 1977. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Archangel Michael.
"Because of the great abominations in your country and in many countries throughout the world, you shall be cleansed by trials. Floods, death, destruction, you bring upon yourselves this chastisement. Great heat and the plague. Now Michael is going backwards, he's just floating. There's no way to explain it. It's like the air is carrying him. He covers the whole sky. It's a beautiful, awesome sight. But he's going backwards now and pointing, holding the chalice high above his head. There's a great light now coming from all about the chalice. But there, it's like a bubbling over of blood. Red blood flowing out of the chalice upon the world. Now over in our right side, the sky is becoming very lighted. Our Lady is coming forward. She's dressed beautifully in a white gown that's belted with a blue sash. And she has all about her shoulders and her head a beautiful mantle, white, but there is a gold trim all about the outside of the mantle. A lady looks very sad. Now she is taking from her waist her rosary, her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white Hail Marys. But as Our Lady is now turning the beads, they're so beautiful, they seem to catch all of the lights in the sky, pinks and blues and the radiating colors in the Hail Marys. Our Lady is taking her crucifix now and holding it in front of her and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is passing over to our left side. She's standing directly above the statue, leaning forward and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is turning slightly to her right, our left side, and she's extending her crucifix, the rosary, out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is coming forward. She's standing directly above her statue and touching now her lips with her first finger. My child, there is not much time left. You must hasten to send out all of the messages and all of the sacramentals given to you. We will send to you much help in the packaging. Oh, my children, how many times I have extended the grace from heaven to you to listen to the message from heaven, the warnings being given to mankind, and to act fast upon them. The times spoken of and written of in the past are now coming by, my children. It will be a sad time for many, and it will be a glorious time for many. Oh, my children, your country and many countries of the world shall go through a great trial. Do not cry for those who pass on. Many are being taken for their salvation.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. We have two important announcements. First, we are very excited to tell you that we have a personal computer CD, a compact disc, of all of the message given by Our Lady from 1970 through 1994, along with the Bible. Included in this CD is the software that will do instantaneous word searches through the Bayside Prophecies or the Bible. We have had many requests for this, and now it is finally available. This is a fantastic way to search the messages in the Bible on a given topic, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, comets, asteroids, UFOs, AIDS, test tube babies, homosexuality, war, and much more. This CD for personal computers costs $49.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. You may want to order it for a family member or a relative with a computer that has Microsoft Windows. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Or you may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call our toll-free number 1-800-444-6279. That's the compact disc of the Bayside Prophecies in the Bible for $49 plus $6 shipping and handling. Our second important announcement is We are working to put the 1984 through 1995 messages in a pocket-sized paperback book. We need your prayers and financial support to complete this project. The devil has been attacking us bitterly. We also need your urgent financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses from 1970 through 1994, an audio tract of the June 18, 1988 message, this radio program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. We are very happy to tell you that our response asking for holy hours has been tremendous. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray 7,384 hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you are not one of these people that have promised to pray 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or even daily before our Lord in His Sacred Heart in the Most Blessed Sacrament, now is the time to start. Let us know if you will pledge 1 hour a week or whatever for 1 year. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Our Lord is calling us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you, unquote. With all today's problems, who could not use some help? On February 10th, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, all who are burdened with their crosses, come to me and I will comfort you. Come to my Son in the tabernacles of the world. Hurry, my children, the agents of hell are loosed and have set in motion a plan now to close these tabernacles to you. Hasten now, gather your graces, my children, while there is still time. Spend much time with my Son in the Eucharist. It is truly the bread of life. It will be a most dark day, my child, when these tabernacles will be closed to you. Unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on February 1st, 1977. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Oh, my children, please, in your charity, contact our bishops, contact your pastors, and give them my message. I cry many tears of great sorrow for those who have refused the word from heaven, for those who in their blindness do not look or seek the way. Satan has poisoned many minds. Man of science has rejected the supernatural. Man of science has rejected the true presence of my Son among you. Know, my children, and remember always that my Son is with you in the Eucharist, given to you from the legally ordained and cleansed hands of your priest. And I repeat, my children, the cleansed hands of our priests who are legally ordained. There are many novelties, there are many abominations and offenses being committed in my son's houses throughout the world. Man has given himself to experimentation and humanism, and man has not learned from his past or listened to his past vicars, the popes of old, who warned of the approach of heresy and modernism. You were given the measures to be guided by to prevent the entrance of the Antichrist into your world and into my son's church. But man of God, followers of the cross, you cast that cross down and you stomp upon it. Pastors, shall you stand before my son, your God, and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? O ye of little faith, you follow like sheep to the slaughter. You carried the truth within your heart, but you now blacken and darken your spirit by taking the wide road, the easy road. You cannot commend your soul to Satan by accepting the errors, the heresies, the fallacies, and the lies created by the father of all liars, Satan. No man shall stand by you and plead your cause as you stand before your God in judgment, stripped of all your worldly gains, stripped of all your worldly knowledge. Your soul, your spirit will stand before your God for eternal judgment. And what shall you gain if you have gathered all of your world's treasures and then have lost your soul? You shall be condemned to eternal damnation and banishment, given over to Satan. For as your father upon earth was Satan.
You had just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on February 1st, 1977. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. In the fall of 1992, we received a very large donation from a dear lady in Chicago. We sent 10% of it to Veronica. Veronica sent this beautiful note, which reads, Ave Maria. Dear Gary, God bless you and thank you for sharing your donation with another arm, so to say, of Our Lady of the Roses. United, our groups can solace the injured hearts of Jesus and Mary. Together we can reach out to the world. I know for a fact that Jesus and our Blessed Mother are very pleased with your mission. Our hearts and prayers are always with you. All heaven's graces in a shower of roses. Lovingly in Christ, signed Veronica, J.M., J.T. If we only had some large donations now to help us complete this book of messages from 1984 through 1995 and other projects we have before us. We also need help with this radio outreach. Will you help? Our Lady really, really needs your financial support. Don't let her down. send the largest amount you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. If you would like a copy of this thank you note from Veronica, just write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and ask for a free copy. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukin's former secretary, Mrs. Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, let's see, my first testimony here is from New York to Our Lady of the Roses. About 9 months ago, my oldest daughter was raped. The news was horrible. And even with our pride, silently we thought with our minds of an abortion. Later, my daughter said it was so easy. A phone call in her car while driving by the clinic because she knew she was with child after a test about 2 months later. It was so easy. There were no more gossip. There'd be no more tears. There'd be no heartaches, no setbacks. But because of all the messages that we have received from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, we did not go through with the abortion. But we owe it all to Our Lady's Shrine. My daughter went into labor. I remember the rose petal I carried in my wallet. I went into labor, the labor room, and the nurse had just left for a cup of coffee and told me she'd be back, that my daughter had not dilated yet. Well, I rubbed the rose petal on her arm and her head and her stomach. Then the nurse came back. I went in, and I kept saying the rosary to Our Lady of the Roses. I have to write to tell you this. A little girl was born with big brown eyes. The only sad part and guilty feeling is that my daughter felt that it would be better for the baby to be adopted to Catholic services. She could not bear to see the child grow up, as she would hardly have time to spend with her. So she signed her baby for adoption to parents who can't have children. I have to write you this letter to tell our Blessed Mother has been so good and patient with us, and also Veronica suffering for us for so many years. We want to say, so many years, we can live as God wants us to live amidst temptation, and that is fine. Now, my next one here is from California. To Our Lady of the Roses, I have been going to most of the vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion. I have seen so many things that leave no doubt that Our Lady is appearing there. Last June, I put a petition on the altar and asked Our Lady to please help my 12-year-old nephew, who has a congenital condition of the throat, which did not permit him to swallow solid food. His diet consisted mostly of shakes and soft food. He could not swallow anything solid. His meat, like meat, without bringing it up. He had to go under general anesthesia to have his throat dilated, and was told that for the rest of his life, he would have to dilate his own throat with special tubes. But meanwhile, the doctors were doing it every 2 weeks. Last August, he went in for another examination and dilation. His father was waiting for him. And when the doctor came out, he had the strangest expression on his face. And he said to my husband, "I don't know how to explain this, but Jimmy's throat is perfectly normal. We don't have to do anything for him." That same day, the letter that I put a petition in Our Lady of the Roses Shrine came back to me. Needless to say, there was much tears of happiness about this cure. It has been 3 months. This boy has gained 20 pounds and eats everything he didn't eat during the last 12 years. We are very grateful to our Lord and his mother. When we can get enough money together, the whole family will come to give thanks in person to our ladies at Our Lady's vigils. I don't know why the Catholic Church doesn't recognize the wonderful things that are happening at those vigils. I'm doing my share, spreading the messages and telling people of this cure. God bless you all. Now I have another party here. This party is from the state of Washington to Our Lady of the Roses. I wrote a letter to you concerning my husband's health and the disease he's had for the past 5 years. How we had taken him to the hospital at Washington and the hospital at Oregon and many, many doctors that we had hoped they might be able to help him. He had gotten so bad that the doctors were contemplating amputation of all his fingers to the first joint. Because the disease had eaten away most of the flesh and skin, they were just now bleeding and filled with pus. The doctor said it would soon be into the bone, and he wanted to go on one more time to the Oregon Hospital. It was at this time I had written you a letter, and you answered back, told me you had placed my letter on Our Lady of the Roses altar and would pray for him. In less than 24 hours, his fingers were completely healed. Everyone at the hospital said it was just like a miracle. In my heart, I know it was a miracle, and that our prayers were answered. There is no medicine that could cure his hands so completely in such a short time. It's hard for him to realize what happened. I keep telling him that our prayers to Jesus and Our Lady were answered. I want you to know of our wonderful blessing and thanks from the bottom of my heart to Our Lady of the Roses for helping my husband. Then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Veronica's husband, Arthur Lucan, Mrs. Ann Ferguson, Our Lady's workers, and all of us here at These Last Days wish all the mothers who pray and sacrifice so much for us a most holy, blessed, and happy Mother's Day. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.